with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
This is going to be my happy place.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I want to tell you about our friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist. Your garage floor could look amazing. All you do is you make one phone call. It couldn't be any easier than this. Carolina Flooring Specialist, the garage flooring specialist. Would love to help you. It's 404-8158. Tim Worley's going to answer your phone call. I've got a friend of mine. It's next week, I think, that a friend of mine goes in and has the great folks at Carolina Flooring Specialist come in. You're going to love it. It's going to look great. Slip resistant, stain resistant. It's a solid base epoxy that any color, all the chips they have down there, put your logos down there and all, you're going to absolutely love my great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist. Call Tim today. No obligation phone call. 404-8158. Just let him give you an estimate. See what it could cost you. 864-404-8158. CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. It's 8:05 on a Tuesday. Our friend Tony Morrell of the Big Spur joins us. Good morning, Tony. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How about you?
Fantastic. It feels good to be able to review and talk about what you saw. Let's begin with the offense. And I think probably the biggest question going in, how was the pace? How was the procedural part of it, the logistics part of it? How did the offense look as far as opening game, as far as the new coordinator getting everybody in and formations and personnel?
In terms of logistics and getting personnel in and out and, you know, not having false starts, things like that, they really did a good job. They looked well-coached, well-organized, and everyone, you know, seemed to know what their role was on each play. They didn't really go up-tempo for a lot of the game. They used it in the drive right before the end of the half. You know, got the ball with just over a minute to go and about 80 yards to go and used it there. Probably that was probably the quickest they went during the game. You know, they did go no huddle the entire game, but I don't think they really showed the tempo that they want to use at times this season. And I think it's been a little bit of a misconception. I don't think they ever planned to go 100 miles an hour the entire game. But they want to have that available to them and have the players, you know, in the right level of conditioning to be able to go up tempo for extended periods when it makes sense, when they have momentum, when they have a defense off balance or tired, and they want to be able to use it. But they're also going to slow it down and control the clock and run the ball and, you know, do the things that need to be done to win football games. But overall, I would say Brian McClendon did a really good job in his debut. As a full-time coordinator.
Right. Gamecocks, 557 yards, 32 first downs, 49 points. I take it the offensive line played well?
They did play pretty well. I think there was definitely more push in the middle of the line with, you know, Zach Bailey and Donnell Stanley and Cesarius Hutcherson on the interior there. I mean, those guys average about 325 or so, and that's a lot bigger than what they've been using the last few years, and it definitely showed. They had more success in short yardage situations. You know, the one concern I would say on the offensive line from the first game was a lot of the snaps were low from Donnell Stanley, and it threw Jake Bentley's timing off a couple times, and there were some plays where Bentley did a good job of not allowing it to throw his timing off, but that could be something to watch this weekend going forward, certainly when they're facing a better defensive line that could cause more issues. But then the other thing offensively that I saw was a little bit concerning was Jake Bentley did have a few balls tipped at the line of scrimmage, some that put the ball in jeopardy, and they were fortunate to not have any turnovers on plays like that. But it's another thing I think to watch going forward, particularly against a team like Georgia this week.
I know balance was important. Bentley answered some of those. Well, I'll ask about the passing game in a second, but rushing game, 6.9 yards a carry, 263 yards. And Rico Dowdle got the rare 100-yard game. Williams combined for, 187 and two touchdowns. What are the thoughts about the backs and downfield blocking in the running game?
guys had good days. You know, Dowdle certainly looked healthy. He was back to being his, using his physical running style. He was tough to bring down, ran through some tackles, and made some big plays for him. Also in the passing game on the touchdown pass, or touchdown catch rather, there right before the half. Tyson Williams, I thought, was more patient than he was at times last year. Did a good job of waiting on his blockers, waiting on plays to open up. And I thought there were also a couple of instances where he made some productive cuts that I'm not sure we would have seen from him last year. So I think it was a good step forward for Williams and the running game in general. Downfield blocking was pretty good. You know, the receivers did a good job there when they did get to the second level. But there weren't a lot of really long runs in this game. So I think we'll find out more about the downfield stuff as the season goes on. But, considering they really didn't have to show anything special or run anything special offensively, it was pretty much their base offense and base running plays. And they were able to average close to 7 yards a carry and I think had the kind of debut they were looking for.
Wide receivers got an awful lot of mention in the preseason. What were your thoughts about them? Did they live up that preseason hype?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Debo Samuel, they got the ball to him in a variety of ways. They ran the end around with him that they've used quite a bit. They lined him up a tailback on one play in the red zone, and he picked up some yardage there. They threw it to him. So it was clear they wanted to get the ball in his hands and let him make things happen, and I think that's smart and something you'll continue to see, especially this week. I think he needs 10, 12, 15 touches if possible against Georgia and let him see if he can make some big plays. Brian Edwards had a touchdown catch on a beautiful throw from Bentley. He dropped in over two defenders. And Shy Smith had a nice game as well. Josh Fan didn't get quite as many touches as I thought he would in his first game, but he looked good when he did get the ball thrown to him. And then Ortrey Smith played pretty well too. So I would say a solid performance from the receivers, not spectacular, but they looked well coached and well prepared and did what they needed to do when the ball was thrown their way.
Coastal, 15 points, 240 yards of offense. A little bit of that late in the game against some reserves as the game wasn't in the balance anymore. Tackling, fundamentals, coverage, some thoughts about what you saw from the defense?
Yeah, I thought they did all that pretty well. The first team defense didn't give up many touchdowns. Coastal did have a couple of plays where they had some success running the option. Here or there, bad angle here or there. But overall, I thought the defense looked pretty fast. I thought they were pretty physical at the point of attack and did a good job of disrupting the timing of Coastal's offense and throwing the timing of some plays off, getting in the backfield. Bryson Allen Williams, Javon Kinlaw, DJ Wanham prior to his injury did some good things. TJ Brunson was very active at linebacker. I thought Rescindo Lewis looked good when he got in the game as a true freshman linebacker. So, again, not spectacular, but they also didn't really need to do anything exotic or anything out of the ordinary defensively to stop Coastal, and I thought that was a good sign. I think, the penalties were probably the biggest concern. They had some silly defensive penalties and special teams. Blackshear gets a unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on the opening kickoff, and they got a couple guys got baited into retaliations after they got pushed after the play, and they always see the guy that does it last. So those are the kind of things they're going to have to clean up this week in practice and avoid against Georgia, because they can ill afford to give Georgia more help with silly penalties. So I know that's something Will Muschamp talked about after the game and something that he plans to address very quickly in practice this week.
Looking at special teams, statistically, not much in the kick return or punt returns. Didn't try a field goal, 7-7 on extra points, and only had to punt once, which is great news, but a 46-yarder on paper. Coverage, special teams-wise, what was the grade? What were the thoughts about how the special teams performed?
Well, they forced a touchback, I think, on every kickoff, so didn't really get to see the coverage there, and then they only punted once, and the coverage was good on that, so didn't didn't really get to see a whole lot on that front. But I thought it was an encouraging sign that they have had actually two guys that forced all those touchbacks. Parker White did early, and then they had I can't think of his name right now, but they have a walk-on kicker, lefty, who transferred in, I believe, from Tusculum, and he kicked the ball into the end zone a couple of times too. So it's a good sign that they had more than one guy who could force touchbacks. So it was really a pretty straightforward day special teams-wise. I think we'll find out more about that side of things going forward.
All right, the game that everybody's been wanting to talk about. I've been wanting to talk about it for a long time. And notice we've purposely avoided this one. A huge matchup for South Carolina. Let's begin on the offensive side of things. Let's talk about keys. Georgia is inexperienced in some spots on the defensive side of the ball. What does South Carolina need to do? What's some of the keys for the offense Saturday?
Well, I think they have to run the ball, and I can say they need to be balanced. And I think those two things go hand in hand. But I think they have to be balanced offensively. It can't be a scenario where Georgia's winning at the point of attack and the Gamecocks can't run the football and it all falls on Jake Bentley. So I think they have to be able to sustain drives. They have to be able to run the football, take pressure off Bentley. But then I think they have to capitalize when the big play opportunities are there. Jake Bentley's going to have to throw the ball well under duress. He's going to be pressured in this game at times, and he's going to have to show that he can make those type throws. I think he's probably going to have to use his feet some, whether it's scrambling out when he's being pressured, or some design runs or keeping the ball on the zone read. So this is certainly an all hands on deck type game for South Carolina on both sides of the ball, but offensively. Offensive line needs to play well and get that running game going, and then if they can get them off balance and use the fact that they're having success throwing it in, running at the hip for some big plays, I think that would be huge.
This is a very experienced offense Georgia brings to Williams-Brice, both at quarterback now, a lot of skill places, but boy, offensive line, I would have to think one would be controlling or trying to control a little bit of the lines of scrimmage, but give us an idea what else needs to happen for the Gamecocks to be successful and maybe at least hold Georgia in check on Saturday.
Yeah, there's no question Georgia's offensive line is one of the biggest and best in the country, and that's going to be a big test for South Carolina's defensive front. They can't allow them to just push them around and give big gaping holes for their running backs, where it's going to be a long day for the Gamecock defense. But I think the biggest key is getting off the field on third down, and there's going to be opportunities to do that, and that's usually the difference between winning and losing a game like this in a lot of ways. If your defense can get off the field and not allow the opposing offense to wear them down over the course of the game, then I think the South Carolina offense is going to have a chance to win it. But if Georgia's, just dominating the point of attack and wearing them down over the course of the game, then it's going to be very tough to stop them, and it may not even be a game they can win in the fourth quarter. So I think it's going to be huge for the defense to get off the field when they get the opportunity.
Would a higher scoring game, a lower scoring game favor the Gamecocks?
That's hard to say. I don't know that there would be a big difference either way. I tend to think it's going to be, a 31-27, something, along those lines, one way or the other. Not a super high-scoring game, but probably not a low-scoring slugfest either. I think both teams have enough explosiveness and pieces offensively, but there's going to be some points scored. I'm expecting, probably a fourth-quarter type game, like it usually is in Williams-Brice when these two teams play, and could very well come down to the last possession. But I think it's going to be a pretty high-scoring game, but not a 48-45 type thing necessarily, but not a slugfest either.
Georgia will come into this game ranked either third or fourth, depending on new polls are coming out today. Third in the AP last week in the preseason poll, fourth in the coaches' poll. What does this game mean to South Carolina, short term, long term, of A, this season, and B, in Will Muschamp building his program?
Well, I think the goal for this team is to win the SEC East, and to do that, they probably need to win this game. Not necessarily, but I think it would certainly give them a leg up and would be a take a big step towards putting themselves in position to accomplish that goal. You know, if they lose a close game, certainly the season's not over, and there's a lot of football to be played, and still a lot of potential successes for this team. But a win would be a big momentum builder, and would give them you know, the potential to have a special season maybe. So I think it's a big game. You know, I've talked about this on the show before, but you know, last year in their two big home games, when they had the home field advantage and the big crowd, Kentucky and Clemson, the team didn't take advantage of it. They didn't, you know, play well enough to use that home field advantage, and that's something that has to change. You know, Steve Spurrier's best teams at South Carolina were the ones that controlled home field and took advantage of the crowd and put the pressure on a team when they came into Williams-Brice that made it tough for them to win there. And that's, I think, one of the next steps Will Muschamp's program has to take. And this is a golden opportunity to get that started.
Final one, thinking about recruiting, and I know it's still early in the year. Of course, maybe it's not as early as it has been, because of your you know, with the new calendar and having all your commitments, but looking at the rest of the home schedule, you'll have some A&M and Tennessee, you know, maybe our big time atmospheres maybe again, but give us an idea of the recruiting storylines and maybe just how important this is to show some of these unofficial visitors and maybe an official visitors as well, you know, a good show this weekend.
Well, it's no secret that South Carolina's coaching staff is recruiting the state of Georgia very hard. It's a big priority for them, probably the biggest priority outside of recruiting in-state. And you know, if they can beat Georgia in a game like this in Columbia, I think it would be a momentum builder for them and would give the coaches another bullet in their gun, so to speak, when they go into the schools in the state of Georgia. You know, they would be able to say that if they win this weekend, they will have beaten Georgia four out of the last five times they've played in Columbia, and that would be something they could sell for sure. But I think it's not just for the guys that are in the state of Georgia. You know, it's for all the guys that are going to be there this weekend, as well as the ones that are watching on TV and young players that could be watching. It's the kind of game that could make an impression on a lot of recruits out there. And I think the atmosphere will be a big plus for the recruits that are there watching it live. So, it's important, I think, at the very least for South Carolina to be competitive in this game, but a win would be a big momentum builder for them on the recruiting trail as well.
Finally, tell us about the website. I know Gamecock fans will want to stay in touch with the latest breaking stuff and the coverage of the Georgia game this weekend.
Yeah, we'll have complete coverage this week leading up to the game, and then, of course, full coverage before, during, and after on Saturday. We'll be following up with the recruits that were in attendance and begin rolling those updates out on Sunday morning and throughout the week next week. So it's going to be a very busy time on the site, and hope everyone out there that's interested will jump on board. Just go to thebigspur.com.
Sounds great, buddy. Let's review the huge game coming up in Columbia this weekend. Oh, by the way, we'll still preview Marshall coming to town back-to-back, our three consecutive, you know, home games there. But looking forward to visiting with you next week. Tony, thanks an awful lot, man, and we'll visit with you next Tuesday.
Sounds great. Look forward to it.
All right. That's Tony Morrell of the Big Spur. com. Zero Res and Zero Res Greenville. Hey, you remember I told you we're going to come back in September and might have something different for you? I do. I've got even better news for you right now. $119. $10 drop in this thing. You know, the kids are back at school now and that big rush is over, so they want to entice you with $10 more off. $119 at Zero Res right now. That gets you three rooms. Mention my name. Get a free hallway. You know, make the folks at Zero Res a part of your normal cleaning routine with these carpets, insanely clean carpets, clean like new carpets, no soaps residue, no harsh chemicals, just powered water. You're going to love the no residue, meaning softer, fluffier carpets that dry faster and stay cleaner longer, safer for your pets, safer for your families. Three rooms, $119 right now. You're going to love that idea. And the fact that it's a... quicker drying is a big deal to me because I got back on my carpets sooner and safer. 558-7300, 558-7300, zeroresgreenville.com to make your appointment today. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. Don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials. Your phone calls, texts, and tweets right after this.
Catch all the action starting the Tiger Pregame Show right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
This is Terry Wyatt with Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
At Ag South, we offer low, fixed-rate loans for real estate, livestock, farm improvements, or construction.
If you need to purchase a home, whether in town or in the country, or just refinance your existing mortgage, give me a call.
At Ag South, we care about our customers, and we will communicate with you every step of the way, from application to closing and beyond.
So for your lending needs, no matter how big or small, call us at 864-226-8507.
Equal housing lender. NMLS number 619788.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from. Crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold, every hand-finished ring lets you play with possibility. Stack rings for impact, or wear single rings for every finger. Shop the newest rings from Pandora Jewelry now, and do see the wonderful. Pandora available at Turner's Jewelers at the Applewood Center Place. Visit us online at turnersjewelers.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Clemson alumni Friar Dixon, a third-generation insurance professional, is proud to be part of the Clemson community. He lives and works here, and he can help make sure you and your family are protected with the right insurance coverage. Call Friar Dixon at 643-2895, and you'll be in good hands. For the protection you want and the service you need, it's Friar Dixon Allstate in Clemson. 643-2895, Allstate. Are you in good hands? Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Are you thinking of selling your business, but you're not sure what to do? With a strong economy, now may be the perfect time to sell. Get a free, no-obligation business marketing assessment from Mark Griffin at Sperry Commercial Global Affiliates. Sperry is the trusted global company, and Mark Griffin is the trusted local broker who maximizes his resources to ensure the best offer for your business. Call Mark today for that free business assessment at 315-3734. 315-3734.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
I was really hoping to avoid you and then ignore you a bunch before you could ask me about this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, Roto Rooter wants to be there for you just in case anything goes wrong. And I hope nothing goes wrong. Matter of fact, this is a company, if you remember, we do their ads for you and we tell you how to avoid calling them, like what to do to make sure your plumbing doesn't have any kind of issues. But we all know that sometimes things just happen in life. And so these folks don't care if it's right there before the Gamecocks kick off at 3:30 on Saturday, right there before Clemson kicks off at 7 o'clock on Saturday. They don't care. They're going to take care of it for you. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, family-owned, serving the upstate, serving Western North Carolina. In the middle of the night, the cold of night, the rain, the sleet, the snow, the thunderstorms, we had those last night. Let them take care of you. RotoRooter.com. 288-7686. 288-7686. It is our great friends at RotoRooter.com. How you doing over there, buddy?
Doing great, man.
Good looking, my boy.
Doing great.
Everything good?
Oh, it's fantastic.
What's been going through that little brain of yours? I mean, sorry, that big brain of yours over there.
That's why I got such a big old head. I got all these brains in there. You know, just listen to Tony here. Appreciate him joining us.
What'd you learn?
Learn that he doesn't know if it's going to be a high-scoring game or a low-scoring game, which would be better for South Carolina against Georgia.
I don't know. I just think there's too many athletes on the field to be low-scoring. I'm not sure either of these defenses are great. And
Deebo Samuel, the heck of a catch.
Great catch.
This weekend.
Deebo Samuel means the world to South Carolina's offense. Needs the absolute world. But I tell you this, I've always thought it, I've always known it. These games are won in the trenches. And I just look at it, and I'm just not sure South Carolina could hold up with Georgia in the trenches. I think Georgia's offensive line is very good. I'm not sure South Carolina's defensive line is very good. You can scheme around it, but I think Georgia's offensive line gives them enough of a running game that they can be balanced and open up stuff for Robertson, for Godwin, for Hardman, for Nauta. I think that you'll see a ton of those things happening.
What's the line on that game right now?
9.5.
9.5 points. Yeah. Home dog.
Can I get you some biggie here quickly for this weekend?
Oh, a little early week biggie.
Yeah, you got to get a little biggie in here. Now, this is early in the week now.
Well, Tuesday biggie.
Yeah, we do one early and one late. Because, you know, sometimes you just get more excited about games a little bit later on. You know, no Thursday night games this week on ESPN. ESPN US, Kennesaw State, Tennessee State. You don't care about that.
There's Thursday night football this week, isn't there?
NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Couldn't.
It's not the Giants.
Friday night, TCU, SMU, 8 o'clock, ESPN U, ESPN 2. No. All right, Saturday, ready? Nooners, Arizona, Houston, ABC, Duke, Northwestern, ESPNU, Eastern Michigan, Purdue, Big Ten Network, Georgia Tech, South Florida.
Atlanta and Philly to open the season on Thursday, by the way.
Oh.
It's nice little game.
Yeah, defending world champions.
Yeah, well, Super Bowl champions.
Oh, Super Champions, yeah. Mississippi State, Kansas State, noon ESPN?
No. Kansas State struggled this weekend.
Yeah. Nevada, Vanderbilt, SEC Network.
No.
You know what? There's really not a great noon game. Sorry. Western Michigan, Michigan, Georgia State, NC State. 1 o'clock, UCLA, Oklahoma?
I mean, a little bit. I was disappointed with UCLA this weekend.
Disappointed in noon games this week. Liberty Army. New Mexico, Wisconsin. Are you ready? This is your 3:30 games. You're going to like all these. Arkansas State, Alabama. Ball State, Notre Dame, Colorado, Nebraska playing each other. Normally think it's Thanksgiving.
Interesting.
3:30, North Carolina, East Carolina, Rutgers, Ohio State.
They're going to get killed.
Yeah. All right, 3:30. Good, give it to me. Georgia at South Carolina.
There it is. And ask
you
what your
interests are. Who you be with? 4 o'clock games. You don't like 4 o'clock.
For those of you new to this game, by the way, good. Better.
Biggie. ETSU, Tennessee, 4 o'clock, SEC Network?
No.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
ESPN Family Networks. Wyoming episode.
Let me down there.
7:30, Alabama State, Auburn.
No.
Arkansas, Colorado State.
No.
Fresno State, Minnesota.
No.
Kentucky, Florida.
No.
Virginia, Indiana.
No.
8 o'clock, Penn State, Pittsburgh.
Does Penn State need to be worried going into this game?
A little bit. Baby. Southern Cal Stanford, 8:30 on Fox.
Yeah, that's a good game.
Yeah.
Great game. Let's go.
Like Cal BYU, 10:15 ESPN 2.
Roy Philpott on the call.
Really?
ESPN 2.
BYU?
Mm-hmm.
I like it out there. Michigan State, Arizona State, 10:45 ESPNU.
Michigan State, no.
Arizona State's a little intriguing.
All right, you like it. We'll put it on. Touchdown, Carolina.
That's it. Just kidding. 7 o'clock, ESPN. Kyle Field.
Mm.
Fighting Jimbos.
Mm.
Kellen Mond. Going against Clemson's two-headed monster quarterback. I love it, man. Just a little early biggie for you. Early lines for you. You ready for some of these? Now, these are just early. These will change as the week goes on. How about Georgia Tech, 3-point favorite at South Florida?
Okay. It's a little bit lower than I thought it would be.
Me too. Purdue 14.5 to 15 over Eastern Michigan. Wisconsin 34.5 to 35 over New Mexico. Boy, how about the Lane Kiffins this past weekend?
Yeah, the
they
flood.
Got thumped.
Well, it's Oklahoma.
Florida Atlantic is a 9.5 to 10 point favorite over Air Force. Ugh. Northwestern 2.5 to 3 point favorite at home against Duke. Mississippi State 8.5 to 9 point favorite at Kansas State. Vanderbilt 9.5 to 10 point favorite against Nevada. NC State 25 to 25.5 over Georgia State. How about Oklahoma being a 29 to 30.5 point favorite at home to UCLA?
My goodness.
Woo! Chip Kelly, keep that thing within 30, my friend. Tar Heels, a 16-point favorite at East Carolina. Ohio State, 35.5 to 36 at home against Rutgers.
There's no way that UNC-ECU game is interesting, right?
Nope.
No way.
Nope. East Carolina's terrible. Nebraska, 4.5 to 5.5 point favorite over Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame, 34 to 34.5 over Ball State.
Mm.
Hey, Iowa, 3.5 to 4.5 over Iowa State.
Okay. Battle for the Hawkeye State.
Indiana's a 7-point favorite against Virginia. Florida, 14 to 14.5 over Kentucky.
Yep.
Rowing the boat, Minnesota, 2 to 2.5 over Fresno State. Fresno State looked good this past weekend. You heard me.
Penn State. I'm going to pretend you didn't say that.
They did. Penn State 8.5 to 9 at Pittsburgh. Stanford's a 3.5 to 4 point favorite against Southern Cal. Nobody shows up though. The school's not in session yet. Michigan State's only 6.5 point favorite at Arizona State. And finally,
put some respect on Herm Edwards' name. I'll tell you right now.
Done right now, man. Didn't look bad the other day. Finally, Alabama 36.5 to 37 over Arkansas State. Gamecocks are a 9 to 9.5 point underdog at home to Georgia, 3:30 CBS. Clemson.
That's a nice little music bed right there.
Thank you. That and Clemson.
Yep.
Start out as an 11, now up to 12.5 to 13 point favorite at Texas A&M.
Do you have your tickets already?
Yes.
Where are you sitting?
Right next to God.
Sitting up top.
Yep. Sitting up in the old... I will tell you this. We need a Sherpa to get to our seats this weekend.
It's a bit of a hike up there. So.
Well, oxygen masks.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to do it without oxygen.
Don't lean forward in your seat. That's all I can tell you.
Humpty Dumpty.
Don't lean forward.
Goodness gracious.
102,000 on hand this weekend. Should be a good time.
I think they have that. Texture said, can I get a touchdown, Carolina? You can, and I got the new guy out there now.
What's that?
Because he scored this weekend for the first time.
Oh.
Touchdown, Carolina! Touchdown, Rodriguez Davis! Rodriguez Davis! Oh, man. That guy, he was into it this weekend. Good for him, man. Good for him.
Of course he was. They had a nice little win against Coastal.
Yeah.
They're 1-0. Probably going to be ranked.
Can you recap your thoughts about Clemson's quarterbacks for us? I get a lot of text on that.
Clemson's quarterback thoughts. Yes, we went over this in the first hour, so if you're listening now, get up earlier. This is ridiculous. We have things to do today. But Clemson's quarterbacks, very interesting this weekend, right? They split the series completely evenly. It was 5 series and 5 series. Kelly Bryant, of course, got the nod to start the game, played the first three series for the Clemson Tigers. He gave way to Trevor Lawrence, who played the next three series for the Clemson Tigers. When it was all said and done, 5-5, Trevor Lawrence was responsible for 31 points, scored on every single possession, four touchdowns and a field goal. Kelly Bryant, of course, 17 points responsible for, did not score on all these possessions, had a touchdown, the field goals, and a turnover on downs. Those are my thoughts on the Clemson quarterback position. You tell me what was better.
I think the offense looks better. I think he looks more decisive. That's two times we've seen him play, right?
Yep.
In the same game.
Yes.
I think this looks different. To me, at least.
Have you checked the weather for A&M?
I have, and it's not going to be as bad as we once might have thought.
There was a chance old Tropical Storm Gordon was going to be saying hello.
Yeah, I think that Gordon's going to go ahead and get on out and head on up the Missouri Valley.
Now, when I looked at the weather yesterday, the temp around game time was actually kind of reasonable.
Not too bad.
It was low 80s, high 70s, just kind of area. That's not bad at all.
Now they're talking 50% chance of some thunderstorms in the afternoon, 40% chance at night, 87 as the high, 73 as the low. You're right, in that low 80s. Not terribly bad compared to what we could have had and what it was this past week out there. So interesting stuff coming out of all
Texter, as you were saying, what's the parking situation at Kyle Field? Do you have any advice?
No.
No advice.
We will get, I'll get some information on that for you. Tomorrow's show, we're still working on our Texas A&M and our Georgia guest for tomorrow.
Very exciting.
Paul Strelo on Thursday, and then we'll have our normal Friday with Scott Reimer and Josh Williams and all those kind of guys. So, Josh Williams had a great tweet last night. He said, hey, look at it like this, Florida State fans. Here's the positive news for you. You won't have to wear those uniforms anymore.
Those are good unis.
No. They would be good unis at another place and another time, but you don't.
Those are
make
good,
a strength a weakness.
Those are good unis for a new coach trying to rebuild some kind of culture.
The unis were terrible.
Oh, they were good. They were They were spicy.
Oh, man.
Spicy. At the Mali.
I saw you put spicy on.
Spicy.
Oh, man. Can't say I agree with that. Let me tell you about
Kevin Kisner.
Our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I love Palmetto Dunes, and I love going down. And eventually, we're going to have some cooler weather. And eventually, that means sweater vests, and that means long pants. And you're going to absolutely love Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Here's what I'm telling you, is that as this football season comes, you know, with Clemson out of town this weekend, and with Georgia out of town this weekend, you Clemson Georgia fans might want to head down to the coast. Hope you had a nice 3-day weekend down there. If not, then now's a great time. Get your family reunions, your corporate outings, your small business trips down there. Take your guys trip or your girls trip down and enjoy everything that Palmetto Dunes has to offer. And I mean everything. I mean golf on three great golf courses. I mean pickleball and tennis and beaches and biking and lagoons and nature trails and all. Think about our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the award-winning, beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Get on their email list. You can check off if you're interested in golf or tennis or beaches or anything else. They've got an email list of all that and more. You're going to love it. It's Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com. Second stage of the FedEx Cup playoffs at the Dell Technology Championship in Boston finished up yesterday. Bryson DeChambeau won again after going 63-67 on the weekend. Locally, Dustin Johnson, he finished tied for seventh. He is second now in the FedEx Cup. Kyle Stanley finished 10 under par. He finished 12th. He's now 16th in the FedEx Cup. The Kevin Kisner shot 7 under par, tied for 24th. He's now 39th in that. And Stuart Sink shot 1 under par. He finished 62nd. He moves to 73 in the FedEx Cup. Two more FedEx Cup events coming up. Remember, they'll be down in Atlanta in a couple of weeks for the final round of that. Also, big news, could have more Ryder Cup information tonight. They're having a Ryder Cup press conference, so we'll see what comes out of that. That's our Palmetto Golf Report, brought to my great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I would just encourage you, go and get on their email list. Go to PalmettoDunes.com. Sign up for the email list to get these great specials and all these stay-and-play packages for you. Email to you directly is Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Final segment when you return after this.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Swinney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Swinney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey students, Caitlin here with Tiger Properties to share with you the latest off-campus housing development for fall 2018. Located just 1 mile from campus, TTV is evolving with brand new luxury farmhouse cottages in phase two of Tigertown Village. These charming two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bathroom cottages will feature spacious open floor plans and rustic farmhouse finishes. Each kitchen has high-end finishes like granite countertops and custom cabinetry. Call Tiger Properties today at 864-654-RENT and schedule a tour or visit ttvfarmhouse.com for more information.
Hit a home run with 2019 baseball and softball gear at First Team Sports. First Team has the best selection in the upstate with a wide variety of bats to choose from, including DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, and Rawlings. Try out a demo bat with unlimited swings or gloves in their in-house batting cage. They also have brand new fielding, catchers, and first baseman baseball and softball gloves in Wilson A2K, Rawlings, Mizuno, and Louisville Slugger. First Team Sports. Play local, buy local on 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Made from scratch food goes perfectly with ice-cold beer. And at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville, there's something on the menu for every fan's appetite. Plus savory shareables like the new loaded tots, topped with a sunny-side-up egg to satisfy the whole table. The perfect sidekick is a featured rotating tap, served at a frosty 29 degrees in a 22-ounce man-sized mug. Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 271-7940.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
It's auction time. Saturday, September 8th, Johnny King Auctioneers returns to Anderson, South Carolina at 115 Old Denver Road, selling farm and construction equipment, vehicles, tools, and so much more. A preview will be Friday, September 7th from noon until 5 p.m. Anybody can buy or sell. If you wish to sell, call 554-0929. Visit jkauctions.com for all auction info. That's Johnny King Auctioneers, bringing buyers and sellers together in Anderson on Saturday, September 8th. Go Tigers!
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Such a face, such a marvelous voice.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Final segment of the show. You know, I'm a big fan of our friends at Get Warrior Tough. If you and your team want to know how to unlock brain's power and potential to thrive in any situation, to keep fear and anxiety from hijacking your emotions and defeat the negative effects on stress around your personal life, around your business, how to resolve conflict and consistently increase performance with your entire team. Dr. Andrew Whitman, I know you're a big fan, Zach. I'm a big fan. He's the founder of Mental Toughness Training Center, and his leadership can help you, Marine Corps infantry, combat veteran, and federal agent. Holds a doctorate in philosophy, and man, we just always enjoy our good friends over at Get Warrior Tough. I want you to go check them out. It's getwarriortough.com. You can also call them at 864-977-1443. It's helped out Fortune 500 companies, Clemson's football program, and here at WCCP. You're going to love it. 864-977-1443. It's entertaining. It's informative. I still have my worksheets. It's getwarriortough.com. Let Andrew come in and take care of you and get you thinking. Right. Get rid of that stinking thinking. Getwarriortough.com. This week, buddy, after looking at our weeks, our games of the week coming up, the Southern Cal Stanford stuff, yeah, a little bit. This week, man, the Palmetto State takes center stage.
Sure. It absolutely does.
Clemson at A&M, South Carolina, Georgia. This is pretty doggone. This is it. These are the two biggest games of the week on the national scene. Have you noticed this? I think you have. Game day again, on the road again, night game again. They'll have some sort of blackout, maroon out, white out. It'll be some sort of special deal. They'll get all jazzed up. When Clemson comes down, it's a big deal for you now.
Absolutely.
This is Jimbo Fisher trying to make a statement. They'll have their best recruits in. Well, A&M schedule, how about that, though? Because they got Alabama coming up later this month. This is a statement game for them. And from a recruiting standpoint, I know the LSU game later in the year will be kind of big for them. But this is the biggest home game of the year for Texas A&M. Number two, Clemson comes to town. A&M trying to make a statement under Jimbo Fisher. This is one of the – remember last year it was Louisville, blackout, red out, whatever that thing was. I think it was a blackout one. Yeah, blackout. Game day, and, you know, it's not used to that kind of stuff. I would say this.
Virginia Tech,
same thing. Big. I say this. It's Clemson's lines of scrimmage, Clemson's athletes, Clemson's coaching staff. That kind of stuff don't bother me anymore. I don't even think about it. Someone said, hey, game day's coming today. Yeah, whatever. Okay. Doesn't affect me. What time's game day start?
What time does game day start?
Yeah.
8 o'clock.
What time's that? 9 o'clock, I think.
9 o'clock.
What time's that kickoff to over there?
7.
Yeah.
Well, 7 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah. What time's the kickoff in Indiana? I still don't know.
Who knows?
Here's an interesting one. If we're playing Texas A&M, do we go for a fourth down early in the game or punt? That saved Kelly. Yeah, there's a couple of those fourth down conversions, and he didn't make it on two of the fourth downs in there. Clemson just punted just twice in the entire game. The texter wants to know, Clemson is at an ABC or an ESPN game. That's ESPN Saturday at 7 o'clock, right? Yeah, ESPN for that one. Any idea if FSU is the only school in the country that hadn't scored a touchdown yet this year? No, we had a couple of shutouts and three-point kind of deals over the weekend. See some college scores this past weekend. A lot of teams. I guess you could look at defenses and find that kind of stuff out. But across the country, there were several teams. Western Kentucky didn't score a touchdown against Wisconsin.
Oh, man.
Central Connecticut didn't score against Ball State. Didn't score a touchdown. Two field goals, no. Savannah State got shut out by UAB. So, no, there's a lot of those in there. Several of those in there as far as that goes. Florida State did not look good last night. Too early to tell. We'll see. You make anything of – you talked about Alabama and Louisville a little bit quickly here. Alabama just looked fantastic. Looked sharp.
How much of it was Louisville not being good?
Both. Louisville had chances in this game. You know, they had a little bit of a running game early.
They did.
And then Puma Pass had some guys kind of early.
He's not bad.
No, you're right.
He's not Lamar Jackson.
Right.
He's not going to run around the whole field.
He's not a detriment, though.
But he's not a detriment, no.
And I tell you this.
He's a pocket guy.
One thing I noticed about Louisville, same thing we noticed last year.
It's tough to bring down.
You can't get 12 men on the field, the procedure stuff.
There's three penalties. False starts.
Yeah, you got delay of games.
Of 12 men on the field.
Substitution issues. It's just typical. And so I'll tell you this, Louisville didn't look very well coached, and it looked like they panicked a little bit. They were in the game a little bit, and then some turnovers, some penalties. They didn't take advantage of their big plays, and they gave it big plays. They had Alabama, like, they were holding them a little bit, and then, they, you know, gave up a big play or a penalty here
they
or there.
They brought a ton of pressure.
Yeah. Van Gorder, they'll be improved on defense because of Van Gorder, though.
That was fine. And then, obviously, we talked a little bit earlier, but Tua was worlds better than what Jalen Hurst brought to the table.
Yeah. How do you feel about Tennessee after what you saw from West Virginia?
What a dumpster fire.
It's not going to be good.
What a dumpster fire.
But how do you feel about West Virginia?
I've been high in West Virginia. I thought Will Greer played very well against them.
To me, two of the biggest winners, Oklahoma and West Virginia. And I'm going to tell you right now, you will see both Oklahoma and West Virginia in my top four tomorrow.
I don't like where this is going. Seeing as you've teased those two, you've teased Hawaii being in your top 12.
BYU.
Which is, that's just absurd.
No, I'm only going on what my eyes told me. Just week one. It's going to change a lot. It's going to be a very volatile situation. Mm-hmm. It will work itself out as the season goes on.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, just from what I've seen, because I'm not letting Phil Steele tell me, I'm not letting Athlons tell me, I'm not letting ESPN tell me, I'm going on what my eyes saw this past weekend. And what my eyes saw was, I was impressed with Oklahoma, I was impressed with Alabama, I don't want to give away my whole top 12 here, but West Virginia, Notre Dame, I was impressed with LSU, I was impressed with Hawaii. Hawaii's 2-0. Went on the road and won at Colorado State, and came back, thumped Navy.
Thumped them. Go Army, sink Navy.
Maybe travel had a little bit something to do with it.
Well, Navy sailed, so it took a while to get over there. Yeah. A little fatigued.
Anchors away. I'm not sure of the tune on that one. It was Anchors Away through that.
You're all over it. You crushed keep it. Going if you want to.
Absolutely crushed it. Did you think the Big Ten Network did the right thing by suspending
I saw that. I had Edwards? No idea what that whole thing was about.
He got... You hadn't seen it?
No.
Let me give you this. He made statements, and quite frankly, I don't think he should have made them. And this is just his personal Twitter account. Braylon Edwards, former Michigan wide receiver, said, get a couple of quotes on here. So funny that everyone's worried about my tweet as opposed to the real issue. 0-17 on the road against ranked teams, 1-6 against rivals, and one win against 3-9, and the one win against 3-9 Michigan State. Last thing I will ask, and really think about this before you get mad, is Michigan better than Iowa? Earlier he said that he called the guys out. He called, criticized offensive lineman Cesar Ruiz, calling him weak, and said that Michigan quarterback Shea Patterson is scared. He went on to tweet, freaking Michigan offense so predictable, but he didn't say freaking. Michigan offense so predictable. Michigan football is sadly one thing, trash. Probably shouldn't have said that.
Is he, where do you go to school?
Michigan. But he works for the Big Ten Network. You can't call out players for being weak, use an F-bomb, call them predictable and trash. You say predictable, you can't say trash.
How long is he suspended for?
He is suspended indefinitely. He violated the network's social media guidelines.
Oh, man.
You can't say what he said on there.
It's soft.
I thought, now you can.
Snowflakes.
Look, you just can't say those things on there.
You got mad online.
Rashawn Gary said, at the end of the day, we're college students, we're college football players, and we love what we do. We take it to heart for someone to stab at somebody. I didn't see the tweet, but it takes shots at a player. You're a grown man. I don't think that's cool. That's a little bit soft there in that, man, if you're going to take all the accolades and all the big man on campus and prettiest girls out there, when somebody criticizes, you got to take the criticism too. It can't just be all hunky-dory, right?
That's butter sitting out of room temperature soft. on both accounts.
That's soft serve ice cream right there.
Oh, it's bad. That's tough to listen to.
Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands at Allstate. I can call number 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forget someone in sports every single day. Today, I will forgive all those that didn't call and go, Mickey, you're so right about Trevor Lawrence. He went 5 for 5 in a scoring drive. He scored in his last 4 drives they had out there.
Sweet, sweet vindication.
9 of 14, 137 yards, and 3 touchdown passes, and set a Clemson record. And yeah, I didn't get a lot of those today. We got some of those. I forget the one guy that said that his snaps will go down.
Yeah, the guy. He doesn't run well enough, so the snaps are going to go down.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff there. Hey, buddy, we finish things up, as we always do, with our 2-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, the Yankees lost this weekend to the A's, lost last night to the A's, so I won't mention last night's team, but I will mention the 93 team when on this day, on September 4th of 1993, Jim Abbott, without a right hand, throws a no-hitter against the Cleveland Indians. A remarkable achievement. A one-handed pitcher, no-hitter against the Indians. Very, very notable in Major League Baseball history.
Great stuff there. My team and Joe Barton by EricNewton.com for all real estate needs. And his great friend, EricNewton.com. Get in touch with me. I know he'd love to help you out. Any real estate you're going to need in the Clemson area, there's my...